As is Virginia tradition, tomorrow the House and Senate will vote to reject each other's spending plans and begin the process of negotiating a budget compromise. Members of both chambers are already trying to defend their own positions. Republican Delegate Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights is the House Majority Leader and a longstanding budget conferee.
The Senate really does have a culture of spending, especially using one-time savings to fund ongoing programs. The House took a different approach. We scrutinized every program. We basically said that we simply were not going to have a structurally unbalanced budget.
Cox says while the Senate budget is more generous to many core government services, the House plan includes additional ID Medicaid waivers that provide in-home care and community-based services for families of those with intellectual disabilities. The waivers are expensive and cost $67,000 to provide. Currently, the state provides 2,900 of these waivers. This year, the House has included 375 additional waivers in their proposal. Democratic Senator Ed Hauch of Spotsylvania is also a longtime budget negotiator. He addressed some of the additional spending in the Senate proposal.
The Senate put a premium on core state services, public education, $100 million, higher education, $100 million, health and human resources, $114 million, plus we made a one-time early deposit to the VRS for $100 million. We thought this was a time to restore some of the funding that's been cut over the last several years. The Senate definitely felt like with all the massive cuts. Just a year ago, we cut $4.5 billion out. So these very modest amounts that we're adding back is just trying to change the trajectory. There's been a lot of jobs lost in Virginia. There's a lot of services that's been lost to school children, frail elderly people in nursing homes. So we felt like that at least we should try to restore in a modest amount those funds, and we've done so.
Cox said the Senate's additional spending is not responsible budgeting.
It's definitely less than the Senate. There's no question about it. The Senate put a per pupil allotment in that's something we don't have on in our budget. Remember, that's an ongoing expense, and that builds into your base budget. So for re-benchmarking purposes and for next year's budget, that's just a tough thing to do. We just didn't feel like we could do that. And you have to remember, so where does that money come from? I mean, I'm not sure where it comes from. If it comes from the mid-session reforecast, whether it comes from carry forward balances, those are supposed to be used on one-time expenses. So if you're pulling money from one time into ongoing expenses like K-12, then that's just not good budgeting. We'd all love to do it. I'd love to be able to run down the rally and say, hey, I gave you, you know, an extra $93 or $100 million too. But is that responsible budgeting? And what do you do in the next budget cycle when there's a $400 million structural deficit? You're just going to have to recut. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. So then what, does Governor McDonnell have to make the cuts and you take credit for temporarily putting, you know, an increase in? I mean, so it's a little bit more complex issue than just saying I gave more money.
Legislators now have just 12 days to develop a unified spending plan before adjournment. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.